that last deer. That's an interesting, this is an interesting phenomenon. Oh, we call Arba, I don't know. Tafan Gilaf, that's it. Tafan Gilaf is where we go. Tafan Gilaf, that's it. Tafan Gilaf is where we quote it. But we just read Tafan Gilaf. He didn't say Beferish. He just said Betchilas Shavah, Lamala, Asur Gambano. Didn't say when you burn it exactly. Interesting phenomenon. Let's go back to the Gemara. Just enter my Gemara. Let's go back to it. The Kuli Amamiya Chomets Mishay Shah, so Lamala Asur Minolon. How do we know that it's Asur after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach? We have to be Daraisa. Omer Rabbi Trey Kor Ksivi. Ksiv Shivat Sevam Misor Lamat Vivatech. Ksiv Ach Fem Ish Tashmi Sevam Vivatech. Hoketa. The Rabbos Arba also the Beef. Rashi. It's not Hosam. Garcinon. Ach Agav Dibir Pirkini. Rashi's one usually Hosam is a different Mesefta. Here it's in our own parak. Still called us. So from Tchila Sheish, lo yamtin at Tchila Sheva, shuasim in a Torah, fisha adam Torah b'shals. So how did Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avraham do it against enough of the Mishnah? Talk about Mishnah. I guess he understood it to mean you have to get rid of all your chametz in the sixth hour and you save one kazayis. I guess that's the way I interpret it. Rabbi Yudah Omer, hoa adam yosim ikem. Pitzorach lisrachim in aveh yosim, lo yochol b'sof abel l'mala. You have to dafka do it. Finish eating by 10 o'clock. Tolin lo ochel osof and slama ain sorof lusof l'machlo b'lebhemto kol chomesh hafalhu lo yochel. It's muta ba'ano ba'osav achil. So we paskin. The cool down on miyas mishu chomesh sheish osof mal osof. Min ha'toro dilo mitzir ad urto lo havi gazi ve'i de'bein ha'shpen yavam alalei lo to inchi. Had only been osof tonight that would never made an exerist. So how do you know? It says Rashi shivas yom v'sof osof v'techem. Afilu sha'achas b'toch ha'shivas yomim. Uksiv ach b'amarish tashbisim. Harei shia bo sha'achas. Astira min eil bay. Rashi doesn't think what's called astira between two psukim. Okay, so the rabbos, the al-kocha. Hai arish and rish and kodim l'chol shiva koma. The hain arbo also. There's no choice. There's other to be astira and two psukim. So you must have arbo also doesn't mean, rish doesn't mean 15th. Rish means the 14th. Says the Gemara Vayim.
What
first Rashi is that don't
kill
a fish?
Because
Leah didn't kill a fish, Rashi wasn't in the
problem.
Now, we just read the Mishnah Berurah, and now I think now I have
a
problem that in 6 hours. Please, Rashi, why are you in the problem with 6 hours? Not to be seen. Light!
Only
in
7 hours,
not a lot. Let's talk about Bitcoin. Let's go back. Said the Gemara, the aim of the rabbis lele hamisha also lebir. The saka daita hamina yamim ksiv yamim in lelos lo. Kamash when afilu lelos. Oh, nupsha. It says shivas yamim. You might have thought that when is yamim? When does it begin? Bright and early in the morning of 15th of Nisan. Kamsatayat starts when? The night of the 15th, 12 hours earlier. Right? But who says anything about the 14th? Rashi, the last Rashi. No. Next page.
What's the
Leilos at
what?
The night of Pesach.
Every, every night of Pesach by what?
That's a question. The first time every night, we'll see that too.
Well,
no,
but that
what? There's no issue. You don't call
it? You own it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Every night you
can
buy out
to the town, you buy chumas, and you dump it before the morning. Should go. But, yeah. So we see a hekesh. And the same puzzle, what's mentioned? Come on, help me out. What's mentioned? By Loyola Yimotze, and what else? Yisrael Achilas Chometz, right? Achilas Chometz, Achilas Matzah. Tuchsiv, Komach Metz, Losu Chelev, Chomach Shoshel, Losu Matzah. So you have now the, what's it called, the associative law? Right, is that the right? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Right, A is hukash to B, and B is hukash to C, so A is hukash to C. Hukasiv be b'matzah, b'erev tov l'matzahs. So therefore we know that the iser of Ba'yiroah starts at night. So obviously the reason, doesn't include just the night before, no. It includes the afternoon before. In fact, tomorrow already is saying it goes inclusive more. The aim of the rabbis lele you dal in the beer. Maybe you have to start burning the chametz when the night of bedikas chametz we call the 14th night of Nisan. Well, says no by yom tziv in the morning. Ach by yom arish. In fact, the aim of mitzvah in the morning. Ach chileg. Ach splits the day in half. Why in half? So the most rishonim say, you know, if it doesn't have to split it, they'll probably make it split in half. A bunch of pshahawas, what else? A third, two thirds, what are we going to make? Rashi says, wild pshah, wild. So with the alphabet divided, the ach. But if you think that's wild, there's even a wilder pshah. There's a pshah which is wilder than the second pshah of Rashi. The Me'iri. The Me'iri says that in the ancient civilization, there were different ways to measure the day. Some began the day at midnight, like in America, ancient civilization. And some started it at the morning, and some started it at dusk, and some started the day at high noon. Dajvine Paro were anti-American, rabid anti-American. If America starts the day at midnight, we're starting it at high noon. Afi Amarishan means the high noon when the Egyptians started the day.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you, Meiri. I'm just telling you, it's not the conventional pshat. But if you do some history, in ancient history, and find out what they are, I'm curious. How did he know it's the Paro? The caption of Meiri. Meiri said so. I don't know. You're sorry, yeah?
Why would that be like
so? The Chumash is speaking to it to Jews living in Egypt. All right, that's our yom. Go ahead for yom, it's different.
Bring this to any other time.
I don't know. It's a wild, wild thing. Rabosai, speaking of manuscripts and all kinds of research, there is a very important manuscript over there which we don't have in our Rashi. Rashi is quoted by many Rishonim, including Rabbi Yehuda David, as saying a very big insult. Rashi says that this whole Gemara does not go, this whole idea of Minolon does not apply according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? It's worthwhile looking inside, although we're not for the second parak yet. Please turn Daf Chof Kes, if you don't mind, to see the original source. The Gemara says in Afchav Kesef out the last few lines. Tanya. Chometz. Ben Lifnei Zmano. Ben Lachas Zmano. Overlove Belav. Rashi says, Lifnei Zmano. Mishay Shos Asher Tepshach. There's a Lav. This is Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Hold on a second. Said Rashi. What's the law? Lo tzokal olav chametz. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. It's quoted up Chav Chesem and Bay. It's about the 10th, 8th line of the page. חומץ משאפשר לסתמה עליו שהוא עובר עליו ולא תעשה שנאמר לא צריך עליו חומץ, דבר רבי יהודה said Rashi בכסב יד that this minolon in the sugya was not said according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious, Rabbi Osai, how we know that there's an issue from Chatzot. There's a total of Chometz. The guy gets Malkus Taraisa. What's wrong with this guy?
Much of the Gemara itself, yeah, includes both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi
Yehuda. More than that. I just pulled a trick on everybody in this room. And no one's caught it yet. I pulled a trick on you now. What trick did I pull, Isha? Avada! The sleight of hand. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about what? Achila is coming. We're not discussing Achila over here. We're discussing only what? Only coming. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's us to eat chametz, but who says us to own chametz? So that's Rabbi Yehuda. No, chash. So Rabbi Yehuda David has the kash against Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda David has the kash. No. So what? Again, so Rashi b'chsav yad. He doesn't say it's Rashi. He says pure Rashi. I'm saying we have for some reason got left out of offering. Must have been authentic. Others quote it as well. So, what's the answer, Rabbi Osai? You should know the answer. Yes, Alicia. Who most of them are Farakla? Alicia has the cash to get the Tarek.
Well, we just
yes, it's a good answer, But let me just say that extra word. We learned. I mean, Rabbi Osai, what that we up to now? Dollar for days, right? We had a text started at Dalam and Aleph. That tells us how far we've covered so much this year. In our first year on Dalam and Aleph, we mentioned the Rashi. Only one page to turn back. The Rashi said right in the very beginning. The Rashi said. Somewhere other, yeah. The Bein Rabbein Rabbanan. If Nigel Bimat Sisin, but I'll call the other Rabbanan is Loraisa. So Rashi adds, snuck in an expression over here, just snuck it in, casually almost. And they exist in Isla Valyroa from Chatos. So the Persian screams, Rashi perverted the Torah. The Torah says, Loyro lechakos, the Chomets, Loyro lechakos, or what? Shivas Yomim. How can you say, 7.5 days. You flunk your math test. That doesn't equal 7.5. Torah is 7 days. Chut for Rashi thinks 7.5 days. Many of you show you very strong language about this. They get very incensed. What do you mean? This by your off chatzos. That's absurd. The Torah is meferish shivas yomim. So we mentioned the Torah before Yontif yet. The Pasuk says. Pasuk says, give me a minute now.
1 week.
The Pasuk says, here's a Pasuk in Parshas of a Chassidim, in the Parsh of Al-Chumash. Okay. The Pasuk ends with Lo Yachal Chumash. How did the Pasuk, I can't remember that. You know, the God will go backwards in Chumash. I can't go backwards, I can only go forwards. So, 1 second. Right before that. Yeah, that's what I told you. Yeah, 1 second. Which Pasuk? It's not the one I meant, though. I met a different Pasuk, I think. Hold on. Somewhere there's a Pasuk where there's a juxtaposed is Issa Bayra by Yamatze with the Issa of Achila. Oh, that's it. That's this Pasuk. Matzah Osi Akeh. Matzos the Achel, a Shiva Sayama. They wrote up a saw, Homus, wrote up a saw before Gula. So the, I think it's the Chachma quote is that it's Perik Yud Gimel, Posuk Zayin, Sefer Shmot.
Kadashikabachor.
The Matzos the Achel means, in effect, what? You gotta eat matzos, you can't eat chametz. You can't, the first table doesn't compose, you can't eat chametz for 7 days. And the Rav Chachamet Shiva, for that, it's most of those same 7 days. But Tisha B'Yehuda says what? No, help me out. Yes, the Yitzhak Hila begins when? Come on, when? 12 o'clock, right? With the Raisa, alive. Memela, what schleps along?
By Yemotze.
That's what we mentioned a long time ago. But that's the answer. That's how Rashi will answer Abayna David. Rashi learns that if you hold as an Easter alive to eat chametz from 12 o'clock on, automatically based on this Hekish over here, it's based on the other source of the Chilta, I think it is, that this Hekish really exists, not just a figment of my imagination. And therefore, by Rabbi Yamatsi would exist from 12 o'clock as well. That's the pshat, that it's poshut. That's poshut. Now, the interesting thing is that Rabbi David, on that, not on that dollar, on that hey, says beferish, black and white. It's all in the Mamre Kamis. There's no Valyroya from 12 o'clock until sunset. The Mepash, no way. That's Shiva Selim. What's the proof? What an ironic proof. The Rabbeinu David's proof is from Algamar and Abdallah. Algamar was working so hard to find the reason why I have to get rid of the Chomet starting from 12 o'clock. Just say Valyroya Matze. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say by Rabbi Yamatzi, it's a Haraya, the what? They're both saying? There's no by Rabbi Yamatzi. You have a Rashi B'Ksav Yad to care that. That's the whole vote of Rashi B'Ksav Yad. What did Rashi say B'Ksav Yad? That what? No, you're sleeping. What did Rashi say B'Ksav Yad? He said that the whole Gemara goes only according to Rabbi Meir of Shimon. For a man of Shimon deny the existence of a lav from 12 o'clock and on. So that's talk of the Kasha Minolah. But according to those, the Tanar of Yudah, which we paskin like the Pashas, that says that there exists an Isra Achila from 12 o'clock and on, then Ein Achinami, there's no need for the whole Sugya Minolon. Why? Because in fact there is Bayer Rabbi Yamatze from 12 o'clock and on. So Rabbeinu David, not fair, right? He's Rabbeinu David attacking Rashi and Abdallah and Abdeis. Why is it going on according to Rabbi Meir? He Rabbi only said it as far as what? As far as Achila for Bayra, and he himself Nafei. Well, Rashi disagrees with him. Rashi Abdallah Al disagrees with Abdallah Rabbeinu Abdallah and Achim and Al. And Rashi Abdallah Abdeis disagrees with Rabbeinu Abdallah and Abdallah Abdeis. It's all Hava Hotalia. And we pointed out it's the Yerushalmi. But it's a very tricky Yerushalmi. Which way does it go, the Yerushalmi? So the Maram Chalava quotes the Yerushalmi over here. The Yerushalmi says something. It's a kashya trust from the Yerushalmi. I looked in the Yerushalmi and I thought, I care. The Yerushalmi is a raya to Rashi. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says that according to the Tanya of Meir of Shimon, that they're the ones who deny the existence of the Yisrael Lav of Achila from 12 o'clock and on, then there's no bayo by Yimote Erev Pesach. But there's an implication behind that. What is it? The Galag of Yehuda, that there is a decent thing to comment after 12 o'clock, then what else would there be? A Bayer Yamate also. Because we pointed out a long time ago, before Yom Tov gets it, that Yerushalmi Chaker is a right to Rashi, not against Rashi. I'm sure the Maram Chalada may have a different gear stuffs. I don't know what about that. I don't know. Incidentally, even if you hold that it's no by a Musi after 12 o'clock, because what? Because there's no issue to eat it from 12 o'clock on, this does not necessarily mean that there's no dinner tashvit. That's very important. I think that's Rabbi Noah, because tomorrow's day is not that way. Yes, it's a kasha, there's no kasha. Ba'irah, maybe there is, because every mayor and Rabbi Shimon. But tashvit, there is. It's a family question, which we'll get to in the Zion. What are those Tanoim who say that the Yisrael Lav of eating chametz only begins at 6 o'clock at night, when it gets dark and Pesach night. So they hold it, it's good to eat chametz every Pesach. So the Baal Mor says, yeah, good there. And now he's with the mitzvah. I mentioned it yesterday. The Baal Mor is the quote of Yishimin, that the 9, the Yisra Lav, the chametz, 12 o'clock and on at every Pesach. Not only is it not an Aveira to eat chametz, it's a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Tashbisu, Eyal HaShvosa, Gedol HaMizu. That's a very radical opinion. Both supposed to say, hey, come on. I should be able to get rid of it, not to eat it. They don't make it. Ma, I think we're going to show them for you, you know. I thought, you know, maybe you could use that as reference, but that's not what the Torah meant. Right? Anyway. Oh. So now Rav Osai, Vaita. Vaita. This is a serious question, which I'm going to touch on now. We'll discuss a little more tomorrow. It's a little bit delicate. Again, this Rashi over here on Abdalid Amud Beis, the very last Rashi. The last Rashi. Let's look at it again. Come on, Nope. The last Rashi. What did it say? The aim of the Rabbos Kaleel Chamisha Asar Shelo Yamtin Ad HaBoker the Hachi Kamal Ach B'Knisus Yom Arishon Miyad Tashbisu Deim Yishivas Yomim Hava Amina Yomim in Leilos Lo. In other words, the Gemara gets a kash like this. Why are you telling me that the Yom HaRishon includes 6 hours? From noon until, let's call it 6 o'clock, until the sun sets. Who said? Who said? Maybe the Pasuk teaches you that you must get rid of the chametz during the nighttime hours. Because were it not for the pulse without the emission, you would have thought that the Shivas Yama begin when? No, come on, begin when? In the morning of the first day of Pesach. That's Parshat Shat Negamah. Parshat Shat, innocent enough. Come to Rabbeinu Dov and it says, wait a minute. Wait. You mean to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? That Ach Bayoma. So what? And after Yom HaRishni, you have to get rid of the chametz when? You must get rid of the chametz the night of Pesach. Right, Rabbi Lezovit, so when are you going to get rid of it? At night? The first split second that the night falls, you're already over. Not familiar, huh? What do we have yesterday? What context? By what? By what cutoff point? By Hatzos. The same passion we have to get told with Hatzos with the cutoff point. The same exact kasha that Rabbeinu Dov is over here with the cutoff point that we'll call it sunset, shkir. How can you allow it? What about Davinina? The guys that have burned the published pace of night? The second that that pace of night is already in violation of Akhmed Rish Tashbisu, even according to the Havamina, if you will, that Shiva Semini starts only in the morning, Akhmed Rish means at night. Please don't get rid of it before. Can't get rid of it at night, because the minute the night comes in, you're already in violation. Pashtas. Pashtas. Pashtas he holds. That even if you're Osuk Levaro, even if you're busy burning it, it doesn't help. Remember yesterday the Rebbeinu Peretz? Remember that? Is it a fancy Rebbeinu Peretz too? Is it a new one? Is it a horror or something? Yeah? Osuk Levaro? No, I'm just saying, you saw it there? It's there? Oh, okay. I assume it's there. So Rabbeinu David, the Pashtus, doesn't hold that way. Doesn't hold that way. Right. So it seems. Doesn't seem. Okay. Oh. 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 So in the footnote, I want to give you an interesting shot in the footnote. Footnote 41, Rabbeinu David, it's written by a tremendous Talmud of Rabbi Shoshana. Tell us the sheep. He will put out two svaros. I think it's one of his first major work. He put out the Rabbeinu Dov. So he writes there in the footnote 41, you know, the Havamina was that we should be marveh. Sha'ar ha'leilos kiyomim. Which means that this is wild. That the Havamina was that Zayirah applies only by day, not by night. To exclude the first night. To exclude every night. That's Shiva's Yom. Shiva's Yom. No, I'll give you a mashal. It's come out of Sukkot. The smachta lefnei Hashem alokechem, no, Shiva's Yom. And the Chazal darshin, and the Simcha refers to the lulav. The lulav of Mikdash, lefnei Hashem, is Shiva's Yom. When do you take lulav? When? You take lulav by night? No. They do. Shiva's Yom. The same as the same word, Shiva's Yom. The habit was. You can own chametz every night. You party at night. You can't eat it. You party at night. I don't mean you do it exactly. You own it, you sell it, you buy it, in Tokyo, I don't know. And then you dump it before morning. So kamashman, you can't do that. Right? And what about the first night? Yeah, the first night. Even the maskana, you may own chametz, you just have to burn it. You know, look, if you have your advantage, it only comes with the footnotes. Keep a look at that footnote. We'll have to stop here, because rather than tomorrow, I want to do two things. I want to first go by through the sugi. I want to maybe finish the sugi if we can, with the parsha shout to be shown. And then I want to talk a little bit about the parsha. I might believe that, or other inyanim which relate to the parsha shavu. Okay? Stop a minute for that.
One and a half, actually.
Let's take a look inside, please. Balan of the base. We go to Rashi Ksav Yad. I'd like to see these things inside. If you haven't made medicine, go get it. Bring it in. Bring it in. Minolon. Page Yutes, and now this little beautiful Rabbi Nadavid table. Go on a neighbor. Everyone looks in. You should have enough to go around. Pirish Rashi Zal. So footnote 29. The Kane Rashi Ksav Yad. Isaac Luke Sofrim. Lurab Chalava B'Shem Rashi. So this obviously was an original source of Rashi. The Rabbi Meir who the Ibar Lo Minolan. The Rabbi Yehuda, I mean in Perikol Shah, the Slosa Kroi Ksivi, Chad Lifnei Zman of Chad Tov Zman of Chad Yachas Man. That's Rashi. The Eina Mekuver, it's wrong, says Rabbi Nadav. The Stama Karmina Minolan, it says it's plain Gemara, Stama. Mashma, to the Kuli Alma Ibar Lo, it's a question called everybody. The Kena was true. Why? Why? And this is what Elisha said yesterday. It's Mechavas Rabbi Nadavid. The Rabbi Yehuda Nami Le'adina Mikra the Tzarach Le'vuhure B'Shal Shvir. The Nami Kasa Lo Ye'ochol Chamek. Akati Lo Yadina the Tzarach Le'vuhure. Shahar Be'isur Me'esh Shein Atzvich on this boyer. Vahayna the Maisa Le'kra Mikra the Tashvisu. Okay, so here's what he says. It'll be a very important Yisod. It's a very big Yisod that the Gemara is going only according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rashi Ksavyan, Rabbi Nadav rejected. And he has a good point. So how did Rashi get out? So we pointed out yesterday. Rashi says no. Based on what we said for the Meshech Chochma, it says in the Chumash, there's an equation between the requirement to eat matzah, which implies the prohibition of eating chametz, and lo yirol lecha chametz. So how does it go? Shiva tema matzah tochelu? No, different process. I keep forgetting. It's a problem. You get mixed up the pesukim between Perikud Beis and Perikud Gimel and Shmos. This is the one in Perikud Gimel that I quoted to you yesterday. That's the new Beis. So just like Masi Yochel Shiva Sayyamim, it means you can't eat chametz for 7 days, and that begins from when? According to Rabbi Yehuda, from when? From 12 o'clock. So Leirol Chacham Chametz and Tzar also applies to 12 o'clock. That's what the Meshech Chacham said. That's the Right, but it doesn't say anything about. That's true. Okay, whatever. Okay, good. That's Rabbi Nadav number one. So what about? So we talked about the Yerushalmi, which seems we mentioned it a long time ago. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that Rashi is right, that the Rishami says that whether it exists in Issa Bal Yiroya or Bal Yimate from 12 o'clock on, which is the same shayl over here, Rashi and Abdallah Mal says yes, this is the Shittos on the Ksav Yad. Rabbi Nadavid says no. As I pointed out here, Rabbi Nadavid in the next somewhere says that there's no Bal Yiroya Bal Yimate, there's no Bal Yiroya Bal Yimate starting at 12 o'clock. And what's his raya?
No, where is that? I don't have my pharma comment sheet. Give me the. She knows what my what number. Rabbi Nadav, and one of them on the Marma Kaimah says the Ferris is his soul.
41.
No. Maybe it's.
What?
1 second. Yeah. 1 second. No, it's not this one.
Says what?
Somewhere Rabbeinu David says that there is no Bal Yiroyah, Bal Yimate from 6 hours and on. There is none. And one of the riots that they bring is that in our sugya they had a big tircha to try to explain that you have to get rid of the chametz from 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. Where is the Rabbeinu David? Somewhere it is. Can't find it right now. 1 second. Oh, here it is. It's Ham and Alf Miu. That's not in the Marvel Thomas.
Uh-huh.
It is?
Yeah, next point.
Oh, it is. Sorry. I just didn't see it. Miu, it's the page Kampala for now, Prince Rabbi Nadavid. He says, Miu, the Rabbi Yudah Dama, the Fez Mana, of the Lab, the Rabbi Lab, after she tells us, Rashi Zal, Ef Shashi Yavel, of the Bayer, of the Yamata. That's crazy. The Shivas Yamash, Shalom, as we were taking, come around, Mother. The Chiyiskash, Nami, Ashbosis, he claims, because Rashi has Abdallah and Alas said the favorite for carrot. I don't know where this man is, Rabbi Nadav. Didn't he learn Rashi and Abdallah and Alas? Me, yes. Rashi said the favorite for Abdallah and Alas, that there is in fact Bayerah starting 12 o'clock. So what's the Rabbi Nadav is right? When we talk about Sugi Hazu Yeshon Limo came, with the last 2 lines in the page Kof Alas in the print. She came and she was the cool Limo Alas, Mrs. B, or she'll miss. Mitchila Shem and the Riyak Kolvein Torchin Boharbe, the Mosh schlepping back and forth. Vadei she'enu bechlal le'irov le'yamotze. It's a gaval de geraya. What will Rashi do with it? No. Answer me. What will Rashi do with this raya? Come on. Hello. What will Rashi answer this raya? It's a raya brura. The Gemara is pilfering back and forth. How do you know? It's getting rid of the chametz at 12 o'clock. Just say straight. It's ba'irov le'yamotze because it's derived from the comparison to the Easter of Achila. What's the answer for Rashi? I'll give you a hint. It's only in manuscript. Xavyan. What about, exactly. The Gemara, Rashi goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold from the Easter the Rashi he comments at 12 o'clock. So there is no echo. There's nothing to talk about. That's exactly the point of Rashi. Rabbi Nadavid disproves Rashi from the fact that Gemara is Torah Harve. To find a mucker, to get rid of the common scenario paper, get this well, what will Rashi do? Rashi is very simple. The Gemara is going to Rabbi Meir, and we pass to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how the Yehuda starts in Yerushalmi, it's Pashup Shad in Yerushalmi, to back up Rashi, not to slug him up into Maram Chalav, it seems to say, we actually said, before you answer yet this question, to Yerushalmi. I'll call upon him, there are many Davids, the Shitasu, and Rashi, the Shitasu. Quote, there are many Davids, there's certainly no Bayerah from 12 o'clock on. And the proof is from our Gemara, that Abdallah and Mavaid, where they're working so hard to try to find a mucker, that you have to get rid of the chametz at 12 o'clock on. And Rashi says, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is value off at 12 o'clock on, as he says in Abdallah and Mavaid. Why is the Gemara working so hard to find a source in Abdallah and Mavaid? You know why? It's like, oh, I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to Rabbi Meir. He said it in Saviyad. I mean, I'm playing a push-up shot. We mentioned this yesterday. I want to show you inside the text. On page Chafal, at the end, the last paragraph, and page, where it was. We have five things here. Where we were, that those two are connected. Yeah, you test, page you test this thing. Okay? You got it? This is Aleph. You mentioned it already yesterday. Yes?
It's all before the hexagon.
Okay. You're right. No hekesh to what? If it's an Easter Achila, 12 o'clock, you can talk about a hekesh. If there's no Easter Achila, you can't talk about a hekesh. Right? So there's nothing to talk about. Right, both sides. This is comment number one. Comment number two is when we left off yesterday. I want to see inside Rabbeinu Dovid directly. And but let's first review what the Gemara says. Look inside the Gemara, please. Back in Avdala Amid Beis. We still have Avdala, you know, our both sides. Really a little bit embarrassing. Start in Avdala, we're still in Avdala. But all right. Yeah, we know. But we know. We have to be. We can only fool the rest of the world, but we have to ourselves have to be honest, right? We know what we're not going, not covering too much. But all right, can't help it. You have to cover the basic points. And Avdala Amid Beis, towards the bottom, the Gemara says, "Minolan or Abai Trei Korak Zivik." Says Shiva Tziyamim Shtarli Matzav Vatecha. Uksiv Ach Be'Amar Rishon Hashbis Tarei Vatecha. Okay, that LeRabos Arba Also LeBiur. No, Be'Am and LeRabos Lelech Hamisha Also LeBiur. Sagadadich Amina Yom Uksiv Yom Amina Lelos Lo. Kamash Nafilu Lelos. No, says no. Hulawit Shugalei the Iskish etc. So we're going to concentrate on this little few lines of Gemara, the last seven lines of Dalad Aveid right now. Fun. Ever got to come out to the punch-up shop? Was a very fundamental dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. When Gemara says Minola, and quotes two psukim, what's chop? According to Rashi, it's a steer in two psukim. A steer in two psukim. What's the steer, Rashi says? What's the steer? Says Shivasam Rashi, Yafil Shahas, Besok Shivasam is Osir. Then it says, Akmarisha Tashbisu, Haresh Shabbat Shahas. It's like a steer in two psukim. That's a Rashi on the chop. Tosfos says, no, it's not true. It's not true. What's wrong with Rashi's trot? Pirish Mekudras, Tosfos of Siv. Pirish Mekudras, the Mekayim, the Amarisha, the Ashmit, the Mekhadim, and Tosfos of Mutter. Vein Nira Luri, the Tashbisu Avari, Lotiva Kosa the Sorrowful, Ella the Achari Suro. Faker, you're supposed to burn it after the incense takes effect. And Vio, Imi Mashmos, the Amarisha, Mashmit, Mixus Mutter, Matsorokla Achilek, who needs Achilek? How about it if it's going to be partially. Mutter partially also.
What is Persha Kudra say?
Say what?
The first Persha Kudra is the Mahayana
Yamarisha, which is
Mikhail, the Zenith Mutter. What is Mikhail Kudra? No. Rashi says, Uksiv Ach Yamarisha, Tashbisu, Hare Shiha Vo Shoachas. That's the Rashi.
Right.
Period. All right, they paraphrase. You don't have to quote exactly. You shouldn't quote me exactly either. Everything you quote, you can paraphrase. Except Tanakh, canonized. And everything else, Gemara maybe, but you quoted me, you could parry a lot of paraphrase Rashi. They didn't Chas Hashem violate his intention, they quoted it accurately, and they said that's what Rashi wants. Anyway, so told him the Nubshah, Yitur is a crow. It's an extra puzzle. An extra puzzle is marvelous something. Comes to Rabbeinu Dovid with a whole new blick over here. Take a look inside, okay? Let's see, I have to find things. Rabbeinu Dovid, here, Omar Abaye. Page Chof and I'll print on the very top. Omar Abaye, Trey Kroik Sivit, Pirish Rashi Zal. Trey Kroik Sivit, the Kashin HaDodi, right? The Stira. That's also not a verbatim quote. He's explaining Rashi. Everyone's explaining Rashi in their own words. That's good. That's the mark of success. If people start explaining you in their own words, so you'll be all right. Simple. It says 7 days you can't have anything in your house. Then it says, but in the first day I have to get rid of it. What do you mean the first day? You already can't have it from the night before. Must be the previous day. That's how Rashi learns. The cave of the Rachmanah Shiva Sam Mashmash Yom Shlaimin, 7 complete days. Vachkam Yom Rishon Tach, Vachakamah. Tash Piyom Rish Tash Pisa, Sovi Batecha, Mikhsharei Zachol HaPachas, Vishah Tash Bosa, Hu Ove Mishah Bal Yim Vote. Yeah. Okay, that's how Rashi learns Pshat. Good. Uma Shehikshu. The Ema the Rabbos Lele Chamishasa. Pirish Rashi Zal. This is the last Rashi on Dalad Amud Beis. Pirish Rashi Zal. She Zokuk Lash Biso Belel Chamishasa. Below by Yom Arbaos. That's a Rashi Nam Shah. Right? Ema Lele Chamishasa. She Rashi Rashi Lo Yamtin Ara Boker. Vokh Kama. Ah Pichnis Yom Arishan Miyad. Tash Bisu. Dimi Shiva Te Yomim. Hava Mina Yomim Ein. Lele Slo. That's the quote in the Gemara. Yomim Ein. Leila Slow. That's a Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. But in other words, maybe the Pasuk teaches you that you must get rid of the Chametz sometime during the first night of Pesach. Right? Because the Issa begins in the morning, and you have to get rid of the Chametz before the Issa sets in. That's Pasuk Pshat. the Ben David? No. Ravena Mechuvah? Wrong. So Amina, the Salat Kadaita Chamina. Yomim in, Leilas Lo, Kamash Melanda, Filo Leilas. Right? That's the Gemara. Says the Ben David, Dinami Rabbi Rachamana, Leilas Bichlal Yomim. Even if Leilas are included, Akati Kasha. Hey, Chi Yomar Rachamana, the Yomar Rishon, the Rabbos Leilas Hamisha Atzar, Shrela Cholap Pachas, over who? Bishas Ashbasa. It can't be. So once the Gemara said, Kamash Malon Afilu Lelo. So then you get back, you're back into the trap. That means the night of the test 15 is going to be awesome. And how can you even think that you're going to be have to destroy the Chametz during that night? The minute the night sets in, the minute the sun sets, you're already in violation. So Gevalt, how can it be? How can it be? So the footnote 41 is a beautiful explanation over here. First he quotes someone else, quote the same Kash against Rashi. It's a very fundamentally installed over here. I think it's beautiful.
Who could it be,
Gurari? Yeah, it could be. Gurari means Mara. This is like this. Oh. What does it mean, Rabbi Sai? Yamin in Leilas Lo. I mentioned a little bit yesterday at the end of the year. The Rabbi had a double of shot radical. That in the Hava Mina, the Issa by Eroa, by Yamati only applies at daytime. Like I mentioned, like Lulu. Right? The Smaftal of Nehashem, the Kekum Shiva Sem, only by day. The Gemara thought that by Eroa applies only by day. You're allowed to own Chometz at night. How many nights of Pesach and Ahavah you own Chometz? Seven. All seven nights of Pesach you own Chometz. That's the Ahavah. So the Gemara is going to end up saying at the end, no, a Chiddush based on the Hekesh attention. That the prohibition applied even at night. So there's no difference for both sides between night number one and night number six, night number three. All nights are the same. The Mailer made a David asked, the Maskana said, Gemara, they're all nights are the same. How can you even turn around and even think that you're going to have a pasuk to teach you that you cannot burn the Chometz sometime in the middle of the first night of Pesach? How about you can't burn the Chometz the first night of Pesach? It's against the way he interprets Rashi. He interpreted Rashi based on his own shot. That Tashvis, that the Havamina was, that all seven nights are Muslim. Kamashman, all seven nights are Muslim. But the how should I put it? The spillover, if you will, of that shot is that all nights at the end are going to be the same. So when the Kamashman comes in, that all that Afilu Leilos is coming since the Havamina was like a boomerang effect. Since the Havamina was that all nights are mutter, the Maskana is that all nights are equally awesome. Is Marbe? No. That even the 15th night is awesome. Ah. But once the 15th night has a separate status, different than all other nights. Manishtana Laila Zemi Kol Leilos Afar Feza. Because it comes from a separate pasuk. As he puts it so beautifully over here, so once it's already coming as a separate rebuy, we can suggest as follows. Who bought a cost of a rebuy as a bubble Easter? Have a low rebuy, elevishvil habiyu, shahosif la osro, kadeshis boer achomet belailo, below la lilo bechlala shivas yamen. Once it's a new pasuk to teach you pshat in the 15th night, that it's special, so we can learn its specialness in one of a number of ways. One way is exactly the same with all of the nights of Pesach. Back to the Bali Ruach, and one is not. discussion. It's a whole different approach to the sugya.
How do you make that rule that it's only going to be separated from the body of life?
Once you have a pasuk Menachem, which is limited to a description of the 15th night, you're much more flexible. Yeah, the 15th night is this rabbit that burneth it during that night. Why not? It's sayable. It's sayable. This is how Rabbeinu David. This is how Rashi lives trying. Rabbeinu David couldn't fathom this because he learned Shas and the Gemara, wild Avamina, that all the nights are awesome. Excuse me, I'm Muslim. So what's the Kamash Malan? That all the nights are awesome is equally awesome. So the same as obviously in the third night of Pesach, you have to have all the chametz gone before that. So same to the first night. So what's the word on the same? Can't we understand Rashi? You see, it's all hub. It's beautiful. This footnote is very enlightening. Number 41. Beautiful pshat. Oh, so what's the pshat? If he doesn't like Rashi, what is the pshat in sugya? So skip a paragraph. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Question, whatever is under discussion, it's a whole different approach to the sugya.
How do you make that rule that it's only going to be separated?
Once you have a pasuk Menachem, which is limited to a description of the 15th night, you're much more flexible. Yeah, the 15th night is this rabbit that burneth it during that night. Why not? It's sayable. It's sayable. This is how Rabbeinu David. This is how Rashi lives trying. Rabbeinu David couldn't fathom this because he learned Shas and the Gemara, wild Avamina, that all the nights are awesome. Excuse me, I'm Muslim. So what's the Kamash Malan? That all the nights are awesome is equally awesome. So the same as obviously in the third night of Pesach, you have to have all the chametz gone before that. So same to the first night. So what's the word on the same? Can't we understand Rashi? You see, it's all hub. It's beautiful. This footnote is very enlightening. Number 41. Beautiful pshat. Oh. So what's the pshat? He doesn't like Rashi, what is the pshat in sugya? So skip a paragraph. Yeah.
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 What is
your
value around the
Maskana? The Maskana about it.
If you're allowed to be
it. No, that's not the Maskana. Maskana, you have to get rid of it after the Rishon.
Right, no, but to explain what the house.
You don't mean the maskana. At that stage.
At that stage,
there really would not be a full regular Bali Ra on the first night. No. What the footnote 41.
Is it only if there's no Bali Ra for purposes of beer? Once the beer, there would be Bali Ra on the first night?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Is that exactly?
No, Chasra Shalom. All this is still in the Havamina stage. There are three levels. The Gor Havamina, that's Mutter by night, Mamish. Either all night or one night. That's Woo Havamina. Then there's another stage of Havamina over here. And the first night was, in the Rebu would be what? You have to get rid of it the first night, and not the day before. The Maskana, what's the real Maskana? No, the real Maskana is 7 days and nights are identical with full Bali Ruh. So when do you have to get rid of it? So as we'll see soon. During the first day, when during the day? Rishon, when's Rishon? The 14th. When the 14th? Chatzos, how do you know exactly? So we're going to see soon. We'll see soon when I go to the show. Yes?
First of all, I don't understand why
the
Jews are going to
do it. It's only
happening.
So why is the
tradition choosing that
this is going to happen?
Okay.
Next.
That's
the only thing. Good. Hamaduk Bezer, Sha'acha Sha'omer Akosu, Shivas Yomin, Srolay Matsu Vatekin, Vare Lahutrak Liptov Shemushbas Kodon Vatekin. It's obvious. Shere Vadek, Sha'omer Shivas Yomin, Loy Matsu Vatekin. Yeshacha Leda, Sha'olechal Ashbisa Kodon Vatekin. If I say, I'll give you a mushroom in today's world. Say, if you want to come to class the first day, you have to have all your inoculations. Right? You have to have your measles and your obviously, you have to have it before 9 o'clock the first day of school. So what do you mean? I want to have it on that day. Idiot. You have to come to class at 9 o'clock. So if I tell you, you have to be inoculated, you have to be inoculated before 9 o'clock. You don't have to be such a big PKF to figure that one out. So the Torah says, 7 days, you can't have any comments. It's obvious, not to write in the catalog, it's obvious you have to get rid of the chametz before the 7 day start. So Shomer HaKos to be on Rishnash Bisu, Humiyuto Lahem. It's an extra pasuk. That's his long, he's out there at Hatosis, right? So also with an extra pasuk. But he has a beautiful, a whole new mahalach. Thou called Ponim, Bo'ol L'Rabos Heter, L'Yomtev Rishon She'eh Yochol HaShbisa Bo'ol Yom. So, in other words, had it not been for Rafa Yom HaRishon, we would know ourselves. You must get rid of all your chametz right before Shkia on the 14th of Nisan. Now that it's a pasuk, it goes one of two directions. Either fantastic, unbelievable kula, that although you have to be inoculated before September 1st, the school starts, if you get inoculated on September 1st, Bo Bayom, it's also good enough. Right? And to go with that mashal. Or no! You have to be inoculated by noon on August 31st. Kachazer, Kachazer Ritzon of the Dean of Students. That's what he said. So back to our, that's the Moshe. The Valalist initial. One of two things the Torah is telling us, Kiddush Nifla. Either although logically we would say you have to get rid of the Chometz by sunset on the 15th of Nisan, we'll give you longer. We'll give you till sometime during the 15th, a special dispensation. Well, don't forget, the Torah is saying, hey man, we want you to get rid of all your Chometz 6 hours early, just don't want to take any chance. 6 hours early, get rid of all your chametz. So which way does it go? Those are the two. But what we would call logical can't be, because if that would be, what the extra pasuk of the Achim Rishon for? That's logical to get rid of it by sunset on the 15th.
What pasuk is oh?
Oh. No. No, it comes, oh, either. That's not coming from the Torah. That's the Rabbeinu David speaking. Either the rabbis had their Yom Tov Rishon. This part of Achim Rishon Shvisu comes either it will be Barba after Yom Tov Rishon Sheyochal Shvisu Lo Biyom Lova Shebeod Yisheyosik Vashvasoso Lo Yeh Over Lo Biyom Lo Biyom. So he's like, he throws him a parrot over here. How can you think? How can you be crazy enough to think that the Torah is going to tell you that you're permitted to keep the chametz around an extra few hours? How can that be? It says Shivas Yomim. Well, as long as you're busy burning it, so it's not going to go Biyom Biyom. Oh, the other possibility. L'rabos iser liyom arba'asa shomar ba'osa li'iser b'shvil habir ritzoni loma shahosif yom echad li'iser kadei shizbar ha'chametz b'osa yom. Oh, period. So this, therefore, these are two possibilities. The cave and shiyav shaloma came, he puts something missing in the map. So the second possibility is impossible, we'll see later on why. Yotza ha-hetem yom chamisha asar v'nishar ha-mashmol shem ha-rishon lesar arba asar. The second shot, it comes to asar the 14th. So how much are the 14th now? We have a reboot after the 14th. How much? V'yesh b'mashma shiyeh kol yom asar v'yisbar b'tkila sayom. That's what we would have said on our own based on this puzzle. עד שאומרו אכילק כדיס לקמות שאם לא מה שיש בור בארבע עשר בשוח אז קודם חמישה עשר just 6 o'clock at night have to be burned by the 15th of Nisan זה נותר פוסר כמו שאמרנו קלוט you can't read you don't know what the rules mean you never know what the rules mean if you have 7 days you can't have it you have to have it get rid of it before the 7 days you have to have some your vaccine by September 1st 9 o'clock you have to take it before then I'm going to tell you that in a parish so the post tells you that it's out there 6 hours before and you would have thought 24 hours before but it gets cut into twice the slices why? Just by Yom HaRishon that knocks out the first 12 hours and then the 12 hours that are left are sliced in half by what word?
You would have thought 1 hour before?
Nah, 1 hour is nothing as 1 hour we go on
I don't know what I'm saying without after
without a pasuk
it could have been 24 it could have also been 1
not 1 No, without a pasuk, without a pasuk, we won. We said one, we mean just right before. We would have known the pasuk shot. Get rid of all the chametz by 6 o'clock by shkia of
pesach.
One of two things. Maybe you can have the or it is. Have the impossible. Must be an issur. How much? A whole day? No, we slice it twice in half. Yomim, no lelos, and then ach cuts the day in half. Umash ikshu. Ve'em al rabas lele chamish asa. Below Amru Bola Beer. That's why I have to see the footnote. This whole shot is predicated on one word being stricken from the text. Which word is it? Labias, yeah. Our text has it. Ve'emo Larabos Lele Hamisha also Libir. No, he's not saying that way. Loma Labir, he puts that in footnote 48. Shalom Rasakat Fus. Kenan has his via Bixabiad Minchin. That's the famous Ksavya that was discovered from Munich. I don't know what Ksavya Shin stands for, but some other famous Ksavya. Ve'ena Gamba Rashi. Ve'ena Gamba Rashi, Dikduke Sofer. I guess Rashi didn't have it either. It's over now, whatever it may be. Let's go back on top again. Long about the beer. She'ena Kavana, she Yarebe also the beer. She Yeh Mashbis Boas HaChomet. No. She'en Kain, Yeh Mashmos Leheter. Vein of Bedin, Kama Shamar, it's a Fakir. Whenever we have a question, we go to Kula Lachum, we go to Chumra. Ela Ahmed Vishu Lesser, She Alayla Bechal Iser, the Salka Daita Chamina, Yomim In, Leilos Lo, Kamash Nafil Leilos Loma, Shal Leilos En Kiyomim, Velo Hutra Bahen Ashbosa Klau. And he's referring to all 7 nights. The Kavanas Akush Loma, שצורך היה ביום הראשון תשפיסו שיהיה מושבס בארבע עשר כל נשי קונת חמישה עשר לא מלאכה של לילי חמישה עשר בכלל עבדה if we knew for a fact that it must be gone for 7 full days that we'd know without a pasuk you have to get rid of it before shkia but we don't know that maybe you only start from the mornings and get rid of it till dawn שלא תום היום ומין לילה סלו וירשו לבר ולילה חמישה עשר שו אחס קודם שיעסקו יום חמישה עשר, בפור דון. אמרו נו, תהי לא הצטריך ללדה, איסקי שהשפע זה סור, תטר, תטר. ומעטו, מאחר שעלה לזה בכלל שם עשינו, והוא צריך לרמל על השפע זה שתהיה ביום הבוס ובוד יום. את אביס, זה בלב הכי לא אפשר, אבל זה צורך לרבוס כל יום הבוס, כמו שאמרנו, שיום תבעת לא יהיה אפשר, מישהו הטר. בין רבוס הטר, לא כל שיש רבוס אישר, כמו שאמרנו, כי אבל צ'ויס, זה כל חומר מקשינם. ריקש ללובה שיעסקו לאיסי בתחילת היום והי למד אמינה בהם על רבס לילי ארבע עושה לביר ואמינה ביום קסים היי לכל יום אך קסים that's what I made it on a beautiful shot and also a hole it's a very nice shot I want to show the inside see push up shot the side left shot in the sugi it's a beautiful shot it has one word missing what's the word that's missing לביר so it wants to be aim all the rabos לילי חמישה עושה That means what? How do the pshat? What do the pshat? The pshat is... You might have thought, Avada, there's no need for a pasuk to teach you to get rid of it before the appointed hour. But the question is, what is the appointed hour? Is the appointed hour sunset when on the 15th of Nisan, which is the correct, which is true? Or is the appointed hour dawn on the 15th? That's what the Gemara is talking about. It's not so much beer, it's about what is the appointed hour? That's why it says the word to be the beer does not have it. Doesn't have it? Okay, doesn't have it. We have it, so we don't learn. We didn't learn that pshat. Fine. We didn't learn that pshat. Okay. Yeah.
Why does the Rebbe say whenever you have a pasuk, you learn from
another? The cloud of the Rosh Hashanah.
Kula lachuma lachuma machshim. The Gemara. That's the rule. Okay, Rabbos. Now. Yeah. Yeah. The... In Tosfos, with Tosfos is, by the way, Sivachem Eish Tashbis, with Pirish HaKodesh, see again, Pirish HaKodesh, back to the Rabbeinu David, for the moment, we're finished with Rabbeinu David, for the moment. We come back to it one more time. For the moment, we're back in the regular Rash, regular Tosfos. Uksiv Achpeh Eish Tashbis, Pirish HaKodesh, with the Mechayev, Bayom, Arishon, the Hashbis, Nichlal, the Mikzasa, Mut. That's what Rashi learned. Vei Nira Leri, So Tashbisu Havari, Lotiva Akosa Lasarfo, Elo Liachari Suro. Lafiani is Daiti, Tosu Lashitoso, no, where? The Midoraisa, right? Right? The Tosu the Kashka Trashi, but they asked. They didn't phrase it. Someone else raised that question. A tashbis is only going to be liyachas mani sura. Excuse me, not Tosus here. It tells you beis and beis. We saw it yesterday. Remember beis and beis? Look again. Just remind me. You beis and beis. It Tosus says.
No.
There's a lush somewhere that we saw yesterday that there's lush that the chiyuv to burn it must be achas mani surah. Was it the dollar or was it Yud-Beis? One second. Yud-Beis where? Yeah, but where? Where's that expression?
So
looking for a different phrase I don't see in either of these places where it said that. Yeah, no, the accuracy was found, but it's a different phrase which you saw somewhere. That's Avada, when the Torah said, maybe the Ramban quote, I forgot some of the quote. Avada, when the Torah said, you have to eliminate the Chometz, the must for the Achaz Mani Surah. The Torah would tell you to get rid of it before the Mani Surah. You saw somebody that's not Lush, which I don't see right here directly anywhere. But that's the answer. Rashi would say, no! Rashi Lushitoso. Rashi, we saw the Ramban explained so beautifully, Pshat and Rashi. No! The Maitre of Tashbisu, Maitre Mitzvah is when? Called as Mani Suro. And the King of Mitzvah is when? Is this Mani Suro. So this whole Kash is no Kash against Rashi. What's the name of the read? For Tashbisu Havari, below Tziva, cause of the Sarfo, Elaka Visuro. No, says Rashi. The Torah is Mitzvah of the Sarfo before it's Mani Suro. So they have no Kash, this tells the Shitasa, right? Because the Rashi is no Kash to begin with. That's important to yourself. Good. That is an important point I'm not going to go into now because we haven't seen the Gemara on the bottom yet. I'll pay him it out. But remind me, make a note, that the Rabbeinu Peretz, she's on the Mount Makamas, I said a very important point about whether if you want to burn it, just consider Kimavur. And he based himself on the last Rashi, the last Gemara that came out. So I know we haven't seen the Gemara yet, so we might well get back to it later at that time. Let's see the Gemara from that came out, which I haven't seen yet. The Gemara says, "Nah, there's no need for pulse to teach you that you eat for 7 days and nights. Because the heckish. What's the heckish? What's the heckish on both sides? The heckish is a double heckish, right? It's what do you call it? The associative law? Come on, it's Kaza. What is the heckish? What? Hashvas asor to achilas chametz, and achilas chametz to achilas mat. So the farshim as the kasha is false. This is the So this you can see Rabbeinu David. I went back to Rabbeinu David. I'm sorry.
Second question.
Yo, he mashmal to rishon mashma mikras muter. Matzorech la'ach chilek. Again, imi mashmos yom rishon mashma miktas muter. Imi mashmos yom rishon mashma miktas muter. Matzorech la'ach chilek.
The answer would probably be that to know that split it in half. Achim split it in half, not for Achim would know to split it in half. That's the Pashup Shot. Yeah, Rashi would answer that question. Let's go back to Amin Adava. I forgot to go back so fast. This is the one over here on the Famine Aleph. Why do you need a double Hekesh? That's the question. Why is there a need for a double Hekesh? Hakanami Ksiv Shivasyam Matsafelo Akhayama Rish Pesko Bez in this print. Ibim Tisha Amai Lo Makshina Nashbosa Sa'or Lachilas Matsa straight by High Cross. What does the Pasuk say? Shivasyam Matsafelo Akhayama Rish Tashbisu Sa'or Mi Batechen. Go straight. Go straight. We have to go on stages for it. What do I say? Hashbasa sar tachilas chamas and achilas chamas achilas matzah. He has straight. Hashbasa sar tachilas matzah. The vowels are kash. But shechina the yellow name of the distish hashbasa sar tachilas chamas and chamas and matzah. That's a good kash, you know? Hachuba tachilas matzah the tziv b'hai kro eino achilas matzah shel mitzvah tishivas yomim einan chobol matzah. We know that. Umishim Hachi, Lo Makshinin Lei, Hashbosa Sa'or. And therefore it's not compared to what? To Hashbosa Sa'or. Why? Footnote 19. Why? Shim Kei, Hoyachiyu Vashbosa, Masil, Mizman Achilas Matzah Shal Rishus, Mibobla Shal Tetzvah, Oliachar Achilas Kazat Matzah Shal Chova. Avalon Yad Batilas Halayla. Wow! It's going to make a Hekesh directly from Hashbos HaSa'or to Achilas Matzah Shel Rishus. That only begins in the morning, or at Chatzos, so after you finish your Kedayis after Kermit, whatever. First Kedayis. U'mishum Hachilam Makshin Alei Hashbos HaSa'or. Aval Devachol Mal Shvol Seikam Tov Lumatel, which the Gemara quotes, Hu Kro Achilas Matzah Shel Mitzvah. As explained in Kiddushin Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, he puts quotes in the foot. Look at the Tosfos there in the Kiddushin. Umakshina leachilas chomet, fashbosa saor leachilas chomet. The gevaldige terem. It's mamash beautiful. It's such. I mean, a dove is sweet as honey. It's a gevaldige kasha. The kick is of one eye at that kasha. It gives a gevaldige terem. This is the Rabbeinu dove. That's exactly the point, no? Exactly the point.
No.
The Gemara in Kiddushin interprets to refer to the mitzvah to eat matzah. Guys, let me take a step back. Are you aware of what you have to do on Pesach? The first night you must eat matzah. The rest of the week you don't have to. You can eat potatoes. I'm just backtracking. There's too much basic knowledge over here. So one person tells you that tofu matzah means matzah potatoes but not bread. That applies to 6.5 days. Seven days and six nights. Right? Hotel for 7 days and 6 nights. That's the matzah shemashus. But the first night is a matzah mitzvah. To be an equate by Uriah. Oh, the mitzvah shvosel for the 7 days and 6 nights, it won't start until the next morning. That's why it won't work. Beautiful, mamash. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful.
The mitzvah just doesn't start in the morning.
Well,
if I eat more than a, I eat my size matzah, just in the afternoon.
I don't know, that's a good question. Is there what we call a good question, very fundamental question? Is there a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all 7 days in Pesach? We discussed it, kiyumis. We had it just now at the Minchas Chinuch. We'll come back to it on Sunday. Do you get mitzvah points if you have matzah instead of potatoes and challah moed Pesach? Do you or don't you? This famous quote in the Vilna Gaon, says yes. But the Pashup Shad is no. The Pashup Shad is no. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days. It's a rishus. Oh, really? Because they're afraid, yeah, they're machmir the briskets. The Britons are so scared that the Gemara is really coming. So the first night they have no choice. Lecha Mishnah, the young them have no choice. The Chalamoy, they won't touch Matz. Britska Chumra.
But they double sides on the first night anyway.
The Britska have their own rules and regulations. Let's not go into that.
Yeah, sure.
Let's not go into that. Yes. Right, that's right, that's for sure. So that won't work. That's right. Yeah. The Vilna Gaon, yeah? Right.
There has to be something different. I mean, why else is this worth saying?
That you can't eat bread. No. Shiva sem matzah just means matzah la fuke bread. That's all it means. The next pasuk continues. Galocha machmetes, or chametz, whatever. Benichus ameameh. That's all. It's just an intro. Nothing. Rabbi Elsan, we have one more nakuda of pshat to go into the Tosas kasha. The top Tosas. The iskish hasbosas saor la chilat chametz. Ever see the place? Perakol Shah, Yola Rav Yuda Lechol Laochol Chametz Bivav Shah Sulemala Shuvul Lo Sase. Rav Shimon Poli Olay, we discussed already. Umeha Kolo Motzi Lemelech Midi. He can, you know, get have any sources relating to that Machlokes. To Lo Huksha Achilas Chametz Lash Bosesor. Shem Yishei Shol Solomayla Ela Lash Bosas Sa'or Shel Shivas Yamin. You hear a word? That even if you'll say that there exists an Iser or Raisa to eat Chametz at 12 o'clock, but there's no Hekesh of Ash Bosas Sa'or to that Iser. To that Iser. The Hekesh is only to the Iser of the 7 days. Not to the not to the Easter of what? Of eating an Erev Pesach. And as Rabbeinu Peretz is, for the 7 days is correct, the Nicholas that the Pesach says. The Easter of the Chometz Erev Pesach before from Chatzol to Shkia is not correct, it's only allowed. So it was not included in this Hekesh. That's very, very important. Because according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi, those Kashas didn't begin. Remember to write the Rashi. What did Rashi say? According to whom? Rav Meir, so you might react something else going to Rashi. You might react Tosis Kasha. Tosis the Kasha, the Vault, get an Ekish directly to the Rabbi Yudas Yisra. He says, well, Terence, it doesn't apply to that Yisra. It only applies to the 7 days. The Rashi made sure that was sure. So there's another riot to Rashi. And the whole Gemara is going to Rav Meir, I call Rabbi Yudas. No, that could be Pshah. Okay, Rav Meir. Let's read the next Shtikul Gemara. And now I want to start the Tanya of Parsha Shavua. The first read the Gemara. You have to cover the ground. So there are these small tana. But sino yudalit shenik verishin. Shenemar verishin ve'arbo osiyol lachodesh. You want to, the whole question is, how did the verishin is the 14th? So we had a fancy pshat, that was the name of whom? Get to count all the pshat. That was Abaye, right? That was Abaye. Now we have Rabbi Yishmol, number two. Now we have Nachum Ha'itzah, don't we? Rishin demei koramashka. From a kor, rishin odom tivole. Ela me'atlo l'kakko l'chav yom ha'rishin ha'chinami b'rishin demei koramashka. 14th Erev Sukkot. Shanasu d'vsiv, usmat l'chav Hashem l'chav Hashem l'chav ma'shvi shvi l'chav, ach rishin rishin l'chav. Nu ha'chinami k'siv, ach b'em ha'rishin t'ashvi shvi 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 Horishin Lamali, Shmami no lechidamaron. So we also, you hope you also nami Horishin Lamali, lekach lechem bayom Horishin. So also the tzei bayom Horishin Shabbosim, bayom Hashmini Shabbosim, aim Horishin to make Koramashma. Horishin is the 14th. Nah, shani also nami Kor bayom Hashmini Shabbosim, Hashmini Shmini lechag, Ach Horishin Shmini lechag. So Horishin Lamali, lemute cholo shel moe. I'm tired cholo moe. Not about the same as similar. Cholosh and Moed. Maybe you should have Shmini Nafka. Obviously, only the first thing is not a Cholomoed. It's Zad and a Chamina. Paul, the Sivra, Tata Rachman, of Yom HaShmini, Bob, Mosul, and Yerishim. Tafila b'chola shemoed, it's also b'mlach on the same as the regular yantar. Kamash b'la. It's fresh the Gemara. V'lichta rachmona lo vav, vav molson. V'lo hey, harishan. Save two letters. V'su, hasan v'sir b'yom harishan, nikra kodesh yelachem, d'mei kara mashma. So, mei kara mashma, also it should be mei kara. What we check? Ela hani shlosh harishan b'boyal erich v'tanah b'vishmo. V'tanah b'vishmo t'vagadatah. Bischar shlosh rishon zochu the shlosh rishon la'ach v'zara shal eizo the binyan beis ha-migdash v'lishmo shal mashiach v'ach v'zara shal rishon eizo d'chsev ha-yitri ha-rishon ha-zoni chulok ha-der-aseya binyan beis rishon d'chsev kisei kovod mora mei rishon v'komot ha-sheinu shmo shal mashiach d'chsev rishon d'tziyom hinei hinam kitli after all this is said and done is now have a third mokah. Right, the rishon meikara, whatever, all the other details. So we have Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Nachman, all teaching us the rishon means the 14th. Okay, right. Rabbi Meir, fourth. The fourth is the most important of all. You know why? That's the Aleph. What does Aleph mean? Rambam. The Rambam quotes Rabbi.
First one, fourth,
Rabbi Meir. Osishkan al chomet tamzifchi. Osishkan al chesach v'adayim chomet kayim. We know you can share chesach starting when? 12 o'clock. I expect person 12:30. Well, 12 o'clock for the DMS, 12:30 is the Rabbon, whatever. That's a detail. The 12 o'clock, fine. Hold on a second. Eimah kol chad v'chad kishochet zman eshchid v'homer achmo. No, kishochet. It was very busy in Shlomo Erev Pesach. They make an appointment. I belong to the third shift. And I'm not going to check my Kol Pesach until 3 o'clock. Great. Let's quickly go to off the square. Hop around another chometz to Gamil. Because I'm not high up to get rid of my chometz until 3 o'clock. I just come to have an appointment with the Kohen. Good idea. Wow. Everyone want to go to the last shift, right? Yeah. Well, it says, what is it? Manchid. Good, but that's the fourth chapter. That's the fourth chapter. We have rubber. Fourth month. Michael, we're not finished yet. Tanyanami Yochi. I don't know. Don't I have a meeting? After we reach the Shbi Samim Batecha. The Arab Yonah. Oh, hey, you know, there'll be Yonah. Atmo. Tamil Lomar. Those Sishkar al Khomet Dam Zifri. Those Sishkar al Pesach. V'adayim chavetz chayim to Rabbi Yishmael. This is not a fifth. This is a confirmation of what? Number four. The day Rabbi Yishmael is a confirmation of number four, as opposed to the day Rabbi Yishmael Tana. I don't know, they're all saying different chat. Okay, that's four. Rabbi Kino, man, we already did this, number five. And it's up. Okay, Omer, Achmei Rish, Hashvi, Sama, Batecha, Uksil, Kamulach, Olo, Sasu. Kamulach, Olo, Sabahem. He can't burn it on Pesach, so therefore what? Must be Erev Pesach. That's shot number five. Finally, Rabbi Yosef Ein Hatzorich. Sixth and final shot. What? Yeah, the Gemara says so. On the days. Shema and Aslam. We'll get to it. Ein Hatzorich. Tareya Omer Ach, Tareya Omer Rishit, Tareya Spisus, Tareya Batechim. The Arab Yom. Oh, ain't no Ella be Yom Tiv. Talmud Lomar Ach Hile. What does this mean? This is getting a little bit hairy over here. This is a problem. Let's see again. Rav Yossi Omer. Ain't no Tzor. Hayo Omer Ach Fiyom Arishim Tashbis Tzor Yom Batev. The Arab Yom. That was the question. How do you know? Oh, ain't no Ella be Yom Tiv. Talmud Lomar Ach Hile. Bibi Yomtav Atmo, Mishari, for Iskish Ashbos has to all Achilas Chomets. Achilas Chomets, Achilas Matra, which you learn on top of the page, the Yomtav itself is an Isser. This Rabbi Yossi goes back to what we discussed at the very beginning of the Shia today. And hey, you can't tell me that the Isser begins in the middle of the night of the first night Pesach, because you need 7 full days with to be chometz free. So Rishon must mean what? The 14th. It's what Rashi Lamshad at the beginning, that what Rashi Lamshad at the very beginning of the sugya. Ksiv, ksiv. Abba'am abayit shrei korat sivi. In effect, I take it back, only five shots, no? Isn't Rabbi Yossi the same as Abaya? Rabbi Yossi, the sixth shot, seems the same as Abaya, which is the first shot. This is called the Shittas Rashi. The Pashas. Let's see the Rashi. The last Rashi is very tricky. I mentioned earlier. Achilek. Rashi says, Hitala pa'akosim lishhoso mixas yom bi'uro. The e yom bi'uro bi'yomta mishari lishahuye kla. For iskish b'chuli on top of the page. Ba'achilas mata mishach ha'shecha vi'ar korkoch ha'shbosa sa'or kishetetcha. Right? So therefore, all the chametz must go. Because mamash what Rashi is the point of Kwanzaa Baye, right? Isn't it identical? Problem. Rabbeinu Peretz's problem. Rashi, if you're so smart, if your shot is so good, why do you need the ach to begin with? Without ach. Why, dear Rabbi Yossi, you have to use the expression achile. Without achile, you can prove that Rishon means what? The 14th. It can't mean the 15th, because you have to get rid of all the chametz. By when? By what time? By what time? No, by what time? Shkia. So Rabbeinu Peretz uses this as ammunition. Ah. You see, if it wouldn't be for achile, it wouldn't be a kasha. Why wouldn't it be a kasha? Because call HaMahazir Achar Levaro Kiwat Kimavua Dami. According to Rashi, you learned the previous thing of Stira, a violent Stira. So why over here do you need Achilek? Before you need Achilek. So that's Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. So the Mefarshim points out that Rashi has used an expression in Yiddish, Bavoran the kasha. What does it mean, Bavoran the kasha? No Peretz. That's just Bavoran. Rabbeinu Peretz. What's Bavoran? You know Yiddish? Where do you live? No one knows what it means by borrowing the cash. Everybody know what it means? Not allude to. Preempt. It's really close to an English word. Forewarned. By borrowing is forewarned. He was warned about the cash. He was ready to take preemptive steps, he said. The way they say it in the Hebrew, the Mefarshim is Rashi Nishmar Mekushizu. Mean Nishmar, Rashi Nishmar. He protected himself against the cash. Because Rashi, the whole story of what we do with ach. Says Rashi like this. VMK says Rashi, the last two lines. Lo mashkachas ach chilek. Dilav ach chilek, dilav ach. Oh, mamash answer ben a parrot. Answer your kasha. Answer ben a parrot's kasha. It's not for the ach, how do we get out of this thing whole? That's a ben a parrot's kasha. You can't get out of holy without the ach. If Rashi's right on the base. Very big. So rationale by Barnes the Kasha. How can you get out whole? Even without Achi can get out of this one hole. Look what he said, an unbelievable line. Yilav Ach, Ika Lamema, Pyamarishin, Bein Hashmash, Shuas Cholas Hayom, Avon Hashta, Al Korcha Fitok Yom Biyuro Shari Lekra, Vishuye. Woo! What's going on over here? Beinash mushes. What is Rashi saying? So what Rashi seems to be saying is as follows. Can you fulfill the mitzvah? So I don't know, Rashi. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah in the Beinash mushes period? No way. You have to wait until Tzeis Kachamim to eat Matzah. So we're talking about a level of the right. You have to wait till Benash Moshes to eat Nach. To taste eat Nach. Everyone know the basics here? I want to go back to basics. You know, there's a day, and there's night, and what we call the twilight zone. And we went to Benash Moshes, neither day nor night, it's something. We don't know, the Torah doesn't know what it is. We don't call day, we call night. You mentioned we discussed all our boss, right? Yeah, the rubs, the Torah. Yes, it's. The Ritzman Yuma, it's like Beina Beinayim, it's like neither nor, it's in between. I'll mention this, it's very significant to this Indian over here. But I'll probably wait until Sunday to talk about it, though, because I don't want to get into the chumash. But the if we're only for the hekesh, and you cannot eat for the mitzvah of matzil tzeis kochavim, you know what should come out? That ben hashmash. You can own chumash. Right? Why not? I can own chametz bein hashmashes to the 14/15 of Nissan. Why not? You'll tell me that hukash hashbasas or to what? To achilas mata? Yeah, ultimately mata only being only starts at safe. Starts at safe. So remember we kept saying, where's our window? We're going to find a circumscribed period of time which goes beyond the minute before the deadline. Here we have it. Ben Hashmash, how long is Ben Hashmash? 15 minutes, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. Hold on a second. If it wouldn't be for Ach, we could say, your mashmash Ben Hashmash, because the Hekesh does not apply then. 1 second, please. Kamash on Ach. Kamash, yeah, he loved Ach. Ikele Meimar. Bayom Arishin, Beinash Moshes, Shuat Cholas Hayom. That's when you get rid of the chametz. Because that's before the Hekesh sets in. Avol Hashda Karka B'Toch Yom B'Yurei Shorei Lekro L'Shuhuye. So what does it mean now? Avol Hashda, let me hash. Now that it says, and Ach means split down the middle. Now we're already stuck. I mean, Yonah himself can't be. We're not for Ach. We can get out of the problem. Well, how can you get out of it? The original Kazakh Rashi has enough gone on the base. We don't have the stira. No, we have a cushion of Ben Hashmash. Interesting, fantastic shot. But I must say one expression. The mystery is faker. You require possum. So the master, the Oscar, the S.A.B., okay, a situation of suffix. A Kaddish Baruch has no say. I think Rashi wasn't mentioned first, no? By Kaal Elokim, by Yom HaShvi. So we're in Chumash now. What does it mean by Yom HaShvi? Doesn't Rashi say that over there? Chud HaSar, right? Rashi says that? You have to go Shnai and make him back to Rashi. Chud HaSar. So, what Ben HaShvash? Because there's not any Ben HaShvash. How come Rashi doesn't have shot in the closet? Going on a Ben HaShmash, no such thing as Ben HaShmash. That's a question which I think would require some analysis. But I just want to read you a little stickle of Gemara and then we'll stop and do the Chumash. What's Rashi's Lashon? I forgot already. Vayom HaShvi, what's Rashi's Lashon? Somewhere around. Yeah. We, I'm showing on the boss of the dog, Shane Yoder, Itavar Gov, Tzorach Lotz, Bichol HaKotsh. Aber Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shodeh Ita V'Ragov, Nichnas Bo Kichut HaSayra.
There was also a Ben Hashmash there.
That's a complicated question. What's the nature of Ben Hashmash? That's the question. The Rabbi Steve Shad, that Ben Hashmash is a Din Suffolk. Talk about it at the Hesper. Din Suffolk. What do you mean Din Suffolk? Not that we don't know. It's a question which that whole period of time is halachically gray. It's not white, it's not black, it's gray. The Parshat Shah, and that's how the Ritzvah is about. The Ritzvah says in Erev, in Yuma, excuse me, that Ben HaShmash is like what they call Ben HaBenayim. The Gemara is a case of Kometz. You know what Kometz is? Anyone a claim of it? I'd like to go through with it, if possible. Okay, excuse me, 11:30, Mr. Shemar.